The question was asked, don't we find that something that's traumatic by day can come back as a dream by night? So the Talmud says that that's the way dreams work. That what we think about during the day is what plagues us by night. And so the Talmud says, you had Yosef, Pharaoh told him the dream inaccurately and told him, tell me the interpretation. So Yosef was able. Then you had Daniel, that Nebuchadnezzar said, I don't remember the dream, but it's very important to me. Tell me, what did I dream and what's the interpretation? So Daniel, that's what it says in the book of Daniel, Daniel comes back, and in a dream he is told what Nebuchadnezzar dreamed, and he gives the interpretation. And then the Talmud says, in the days of the Talmud, there was a king that summoned in one of the rabbis, and he said to him, you have to tell me what I'm going to dream about tonight. So the Talmud says that's the next step. How's he going to tell him what he's going to dream about tonight? So the Talmud says, the rabbi told him, you know, this neighboring country, which you're always worried about, whether they're going to attack you and you're going to win, whether you're going to attack them, the country you're so worried about, tonight you're going to have a dream about them. So all day he was thinking, is it going to be a good dream? Is it going to be a bad dream? Am I going to win them? Are they going to win me? All day he was worried about that, and at night, that was his dream. So the Talmud says, what we think about by day is what comes back to us in the form of dreams at night. The Talmud does say that. And according to some of the commentaries, that's why Yosef's brothers were so upset about his dreams. Yosef's brothers come to him and say, what are you dreaming? You're going to be king over us. So Yosef could have answered, you're blaming me for what I'm dreaming? God gave me the dream. But they knew this answer. They said, you're dreaming it at night because you're thinking about it by day. That's the dreams that come to us at night are what we think about by day. So obviously all day long you're thinking about whether you're going to be king over us. So that's why the brothers were upset at him. But yes, we do have this concept. And nonetheless, we also find that certain bad dreams are really a product of indigestion. And when I read this in the Aruch HaShulchan, so I was wondering, does science today back that? I don't know. So we had a guest, a woman, a student of ours, and his wife, who was studying for her doctorate in things in neurology. And as we were sitting at the Shabbos table, I wanted to be polite, so I said, okay, what are you guys studying? So she said, right now we're studying dreams and how they function in the brain. I said, really? There's this Aruch HaShulchan that says that people have negative dreams because of indigestion. Do you guys have any backing to that? What does your research say? So she said, sure. What we found is that if people have indigestion, then the body sends more blood to the stomach to deal with indigestion, and then there's less blood flowing through the brain, and that little bit of difference can cause a person to have bad dreams. It could cause a person to be troubled in their sleep. So indigestion can really cause a person to have bad dreams. I said, okay, I see. The Aruch HaShulchan wrote it. I don't know what science today says. So, science today, or at least science a decade ago. They were at our house about a decade ago.